This is Ghazi. This recording is from a Pakistan Day celebration, probably in March 1966. The talk here is by President C. Clement French, and he is talking about WSU and Faisalabad Exchange Program. Here we go.
Next item we have here is a talk by President C. Clement French. President French has been associated with Pakistan in an official as well as many unofficial capacities. Go through the WSU exchange program with Pakistan. He has visited Pakistan on a number of occasions. In fact, I believe in the very near future, going tomorrow or the day after President French is departing for Pakistan again. With all the best wishes for a very fine journey to Pakistan, President French, we'd like to say a few words.
So we started off with some auspicious circumstances. I'm thinking of two things that have happened during these trips that have been of particular interest. In 1955, I went out first at the invitation of Dr. Hussain, Mian Afzal Hussain, who was then Vice Chancellor of the University of Punjab, into a new part of the world for me and into a very interesting experience, their convocation. For some strange reason, they asked me to make the convocation address, and along with the then Prime Minister and the Pakistan Ambassador to Turkey, received an honorary degree. The thing that was the funniest about that, not out of the joke book either, some of you know me well enough to know that I don't like to write out speeches. I found through a long career that when you're at the end of the line of speaking, most of what you write has been said before you get up to read what you've written. And therefore, you better keep yourself flexible. But with the formality of the occasion, a written address had to be sent over in advance. So, in due course, I sent it over. I was warned that it was going to be printed, but I wasn't warned fully. I took along my typescript because I had been told that extemporaneous deviations were not looked upon with favor. I didn't want to make a good impression. So I was going through, got about to the middle of page 2 of the typescript, when suddenly, in the Senate Hall, I guess the Senate Hall, the University of Punjab, filled with people, all punctiliously following me word by word. There was a roar as though a flock of pigeons had been let loose. Everybody was turning his printed program where it turned and where mine didn't. And I must admit, the first turn, I was a little startled. I wasn't quite sure because I was reading from here, and then Governor Gurmani of West Pakistan was sitting alongside of me. I was standing by him. I sort of looked down, sort of went like this, to go ahead. I wasn't sure whether I was in for a mass exodus or an assassination or what. But we got through, and it was a lot of fun. And I look forward at the conclusion of the, what could now be the sixth trip, to seeing former Vice Chancellor Hussain when I'm in Lahore next Monday. The other thing that I associate, aside, of course, from the many very pleasant personal relations with so many of you who are here tonight and who have been here through the years before, but one of the very interesting things was a recollection that came back to my mind as the picture of the president was pointed out here at the beginning of the program. In 1962, when I went out for my third trip, Mr. French went with me, and Mr. Ghose and his wife, Mr. Ghose at that time was a member of our Board of Regents, and there had been arranged in advance an appointment with Ayub Khan for Mr. Ghose and me. It was to be at the Governor's Palace in Lahore. The President had come up from Karachi at that time. So we drove out in the morning, very early in the morning. Those of you who are from Lahore or have been down there know the very beautiful grounds of the Governor's Palace. It was a misty, almost a foggy morning as we drove up. And the aide, the military aide, came out to meet us at the car. He said the President was out walking around in the garden, wouldn't we like to just go over and meet him over there and introduce ourselves? So Mr. Ghost and I walked across, and the president was walking alone over there and came up to the TARDIS. I introduced Mr. Ghost and myself, and for about 45 minutes, we walked around in the garden without any of our party or any of his staff with us. It was a very interesting occasion because the talk roamed far afield, many of the problems of Pakistan, some of which we had been involved in, some of course of national and international consequence. But the thing that then, and in the one other thing connected with that visit that I'm going to tell you, the thing that struck me was the very informal, friendly way in which the conversation of two people with quite different backgrounds from the third carried on this conversation for nearly 3/4 of an hour. It was of course, an exciting experience, and one that neither Mr. Ghost nor I had ever forgotten. But as we walked out there quite a while, he said, well, maybe we better go in and meet the other members of the party. So we went in where the other party was going.
Hello. I'm sorry the tape kind of abruptly ended, and I think there were just 3 or 4 minutes of conversation, but this is the end of President French's talk at that 1966 Pakistan Day celebration. I think it was March of 1966. Thanks.